listener production.
Lee Jollo with you. The Housing Industry Association doesn't think we have enough skilled workers to achieve the federal government's Housing Accord target. The Albanese government has promised to build 1.2 million homes over the next 5 years. Managing Director Jocelyn Martin says the construction industry needs to be a focus in the upcoming budget.
We are hoping that there will be some support for the apprentice system. We also need some concentration on proper skilled visa for the construction industry as well.
Zelinda Sherlock is Hobart's new Deputy Lord Mayor. She's become the first female of Indian heritage to do so, voted in last night to replace Helen Burnett, who's now in State Parliament. Former Greens leader Bob Brown will fight a trespass charge after being arrested in the Styx Valley earlier this year. Also appearing in court was fellow activist Colette Harmson, pleading not guilty as well. The pair will return to court on July 5. New research paints a grim picture about how we're feeling about life after retirement. The survey by the Australian Retirement Trust has found two-thirds of Australians don't feel their current super balance is enough for their age, while nearly a quarter haven't checked their super balance in the past year. Spokesperson Anne Fuchs says it pays to get financial advice.
The research tells us that our members who get financial advice are materially better off at retirement. Both they sleep well at night and they actually have got more money.
And the PM is set to make a world-first tech announcement today. The quantum computer hoped to drive advances in medicine and AI. It's set to bring hundreds of jobs and an estimated $1 billion to the national economy. To sport now, and after the Anzac Day thriller between the Pies and Bombers, the AFL's Laura Kane says she loves the passion and excitement of the draw and it isn't going anywhere.
We obviously have extra time in finals and for the grand final, but no, it's not something we're looking at in the home and away season.
The GM of footy on the AFL website there.